Alan?
So, even as you were being called up, I have to say an emotion rose up in me. I'm suddenly feeling angry, not at you. But I sense the anger of the Lord against your enemies. And in the spirit, I feel a whirlwind that has been blowing around you that has tried to just snuff the life out. It's been turning, it's been rolling, and it's been trying to discourage you and bring you to a point of giving up. For there's been an assignment that's tried to quench the life, tried to snuff the fire out. But I'm telling you that the anger of the Lord is rising up against your enemies. You've gone through a season of questions, a season of wondering why, a season of discouragement. And I sense you've even had to stand alone sometimes, and you've had to encourage yourself and wonder what was ahead. And there's just a lot just stirring in the spirit realm. But the Lord says, son, you've made it. You've made it here. You've made it to this place, and I sense that the Lord is sending forth a new assignment for you. I believe that that which has worked against you is being unraveled this very moment. For I prophesy that the assignment of the enemy launched against you is being unraveled this very moment. And God says, I'm releasing a new help to you. And even now, I believe that God is dressing you in a new garment. There's a new garment for you. Man of God, there's promotion for you today in the Spirit. For the Lord says, you've trusted me. You've leaned on me when there's been discouragement. When you could have easily gone the other way, you've decided to trust me and to hang on and to lean on me. And I sense that today the Lord is just taking off old garments and he's redressing you today. There's a new strength that God is putting on you. A strength to blast through the weapons of the enemy. A strength to blast through and to silence those demonic voices that have tried to discourage you and tried to hold you back. There's a new strength for you this day. There is new vision for the future. For the Lord says, it will not be that the best for you was behind. It will not be anymore what the enemy's tried to whisper, that the glory days were back there and it's all over. For the Lord says, I'm saying to you this day that the best for you, you've not tasted the best. He's saving the best. You've not tasted it yet. He's even preparing you for a season of breakthrough. I sense that there's been finances withheld from you. I sense that there's been things stolen from you that God says you're entering into a season of restoration. I'm putting on you a mantle of restoration. And I'm causing those things that have been taken from you to be brought back again. I sense that that and more will be added to you, man of God. Relationships that have suddenly unraveled and broken. I sense that God is going to bring healing to relationships. I sense that God is going to restore finances in a new way. And I don't know if you can hear, but I hear the Lord laughing. The enemy thought he had the laugh. But the Lord says, I'm laughing this day. I'm laughing against your enemies. I'm laughing at your enemies. For there was an assignment. Oh, was there a plan? They got together and they said, let's do this. But the Lord says, I've protected you. I've kept you. I've saved you. I don't even know what happened to your life. But let me tell you this. God has been with you. God has protected you. And what hasn't happened, praise the Lord, because the Lord has been like a wall for you. The protection of the Lord. For I see his shield all around you. And God says, know that this day there's new vision for what's up ahead. God's going to expand your vision, and there's new creativity coming for what's ahead. There's new insight, new roads that are about to open for you for what's up ahead. New connections. I even see family members that don't talk to you anymore are going to start reconnecting with you. God is going to reconnect, restore, and cause a new vision to come upon you, and you're going to be like a man with a new purpose in life. It's a new season for you, man of God. You've got a distance yet to go. It's not all over. There's yet so much for you to accomplish that you've not even started to see yet. And the Lord says, I want to give you vision to look forward with anticipation and with hope. And I see these awesome looking bionic binoculars. I mean, I grew up watching $6 Million Man and all that stuff. I mean, that has nothing on this. I see these awesome looking binoculars and you're looking forward and you're looking ahead. God says, I'm going to give you foresight. In dreams and in prophetic downloads, I'm going to start giving you foresight to see what's up ahead. I believe that there's a part of you that's going to be ministering hope to others. You're going to be ministering, you're going to minister to those who feel like they've blown it with God, who feel like they don't have any more chances with the Lord. You're going to tell them who the God of second, third, fourth, tenth, and 20 chances is. You're going to express who God is to those people. You're going to bring a new hope to people. You're going to find yourself in the marketplace sharing who God is. I believe that God is just letting you know that everywhere you go, you're just going to impart. You're going to be known as a man of hope. You're going to be known as a man. You're going to show up in the nick of time for other people. For some who are just, they're at a deadline, you're going to show up with a word of hope for them. The Lord is going to put such a ministry of hope on you for others that it's going to really be what many need to hear. So get ready. And that's just a portion of what God has shown me. But I have such an expectation for you, man of God. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you do. But I have such an expectation for you that God says there is much for you to do up ahead. And you're going to be a man that you're going to just pour yourself into others. You're going to give of yourself, make time available to meet with others and really pour in kingdom hope. And God is going to use you in such a mighty, mighty and powerful way. Amen.
So I come up here on a regular basis, and I was talking to somebody a month or so ago who, they have a grandson who's had a tough time. Father's not there, mother's. And I was talking to her, and I said, you know, she said, yes, he doesn't know what a father is. Hung up the phone, and I'm sitting there praying. I can't do that, God. I can't volunteer. I'm in North Carolina. And who can be a father? Who could this guy get around that where he could just get a picture of what a father is? Called Alan. Alan, would you do that? Would you call that lady? She called me the other day. Said, this guy called me. This guy called me. So I want to, you know, I run a discipleship group up here, and I want to be up front. Alan's in my discipleship group. So I'm going to prophesy to him, but the prophecy is going to be tinged with and totally infected by the fact that I know him and meet with him, and we pray together and prophesy together about once a month. Okay? So just giving you the caveats up front. Brother, there's a call on you to be a pastor. Nothing else is going to satisfy you except to do that. God has spoken that to me when I was flying up here Friday. I didn't know you were on the list. You may have sent me an email, I don't know, but oh good, so I didn't miss the email. You knew not even to bother to send it. You knew not to bother to send the email. But you're a pastor. Everything about you, the way you function, the way you think, the way you talk, the way you don't talk, you're a pastor. Nothing else is going to satisfy your heart except to do that. And so I call you a pastor. And I'm not prophesying you into a position here in this church or any other church, because I'm not talking about a position. I'm talking about who you are. And I recognize you as being a pastor. That there's a shepherd's heart in you. It's funny, isn't it? Shepherd's heart. It's shepherd's heart. Shepherd's heart. It's... And so ditto to the word about financial provision and breakthrough. And the warfare that's been over you to stop it. There's been huge warfare over you. And God has given a breakthrough. I think the breakthrough is tonight. And I think we need to lay hands on this one. That the breakthrough is tonight for you. And so, first, I just want, what do you think? Do you think that God calls you a pastor? A shepherd? What'd you say?
Yes.
Say
yes.
Yes? Okay. All right. What do you think? Okay. So I want to take just a second here. This is only half prophetic. It's half something else. That all calls begin with this thing in the person, the man or the woman. And the church recognizes the call in different ways. But the life doesn't come from the title, the recognition, or any of that. It just is. It just comes out and is. And so you're not supposed to go out of here tonight and do something different. What you is and what you already is. Okay? All right. Next. There's a word of faith that God is putting in your mouth tonight. This is faith to believe the scripture for things that happen in the lives of people. There's a word of faith God is putting in you that you're going to be able to speak to people that basically says, in the midst of whatever's going on in your life, believe. I will believe with you. There's going to be an expectation in you that these things are going to come to pass. So this is a spiritual gift of faith. God's going to give it to you for other people. And what's going to be more difficult is having faith for yourself. It's the way it is. Okay, so God says, exercise this word of faith for other people. Begin to speak faith into fear that you see. And as you do that, God's going to begin to do miracles in people around you. They're going to hear the word. It's going to take root. So you need to test this. You need to find out if God is going to back you up in this pastoring thing, shepherding thing. I don't want to use the word pastoring, because it's all confused with offices and careers and all this other stuff. But the shepherding thing, you need to test God. You need to begin to speak to people that need faith, speak faith to them, and you need to see if it works. You need to see if God will back you up and do miracles in the lives of people after you speak to them and begin to encourage them. So there's a word of encouragement that God's releasing to you tonight. Speak words of encouragement. Speak words of faith, and God's going to back your play. Find out if I'm telling the truth, if I'm really speaking for God, if God's really telling you, find out. See what happens. See if you can make an impact in the lives of people. And God's going to meet you and show you things. And as he shows you things, he'll begin to develop an understanding of the character and nature that your call is supposed to have and what it's supposed to look like. But you're only going to find out in the going. All right? Does that make sense? Okay. God's going to open up discipleship of men for you. I think the call I gave you the other week about that kid is just one of many you're going to get. I look at your son, and I know that you exemplify what a father should be. I pull out my picture about catching a fish, and you should pull out your picture of you and your son catching multitudes of fish. I can't beat you at the fathering. So the discipleship of men is going to be a big thing. Just be a dad. And listen, okay, just be the dad. Your dad's gone, but just be the dad. And you'll see things happen. All right. That's what I got. I'd like for us to join with you in praying for him, if that's okay.
I asked Dale if I could share, because I think I have something for you. And it flows with what these guys are saying, I think. So I'll ask you to sit close to the switch and cut me off. Okay. Agree or disagree, and I'm willing to be wrong. So The first thing I heard was about Dad. He wouldn't ever want to hold you back. He was always about propelling you, wasn't he? So what I understood was, he's built a road. That road isn't for you to travel. That road isn't for you to build onto. That road for you is a runway. You understand what I'm saying? Al and I were buddies in high school, and we did lots of stuff. And so some of what I'm going to relate to him, he'll understand more because of what we've been through together. And I'll try to cue you a little bit, but the things that I saw were times in high school. I remember playing soccer together. And Al was, both of us were a lot thinner back in the day. We were both very fast, believe it or not. But I remember starting playing soccer with you. And we played defense and we were phenomenal. But you'd get beat and I'd be there to back you up. And I'd get thrown and I'd get up thinking we were the last two. They're going to be killing our goalie. And I'd get up and I'd look and you'd be there. I remember being astonished. How did he get there? And I think that's what God's doing with you. We're going to look at you and we're going to see you here. And all of a sudden you're going to be over there. We're going to be like, how'd he get there so quick? You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying to you? I remember that. I got to expect it. But I remember those first times that I'm like, how in the world did he get past me so fast? How'd he get behind me to back me up? So I believe that that's some of what they're saying. There's a new season and you're just gone. I believe that in prophesying, you're not supposed to prophesy dates, right? So I'm not giving you a specific date, but I don't believe that the season that they're talking about is in the future. I don't, well, it is. It's not this instant, or maybe it started just as I said that, but I don't believe that it's September, October. And I think you said a change tonight. I believe that that's true. So that's as close as I'm coming to a date. I believe that transition change is happening tonight. And we're going to see it tomorrow, if not sooner. So I'm not supposed to prophesy dates.
Thank you.
Can I give one more? Or are you cutting me off?
I'll give you one more.
Give me one more. All right. The other one's very similar. Sorry, I had forgotten what it was. Remember when I would come into, we'd have separate classes. And I'd get out of class, and I'm supposed to be in class, but I got out. And he'd be asleep in his class. And I'd walk into the classroom, and I'd tickle him, and I'd take off. Teacher's yelling at me for sneaking into the room. He yells, jumps, and he takes off, chasing me. Now the teacher's yelling at him and me because we're running around the school. I believe that, not saying that you're sleeping in your spiritual life currently, but what I believe is that if you looked at your spiritual life now compared to what it's going to be, you're sleeping and God just came in and tickled you. Sorry, yeah. Thank you.
Let the exponential increase begin.
Yeah. Alan, we pray over you, every anointing, every divine enablement, every skill. May the mercy of God fill your heart. May the love of God be a burning down in your bones that just propels you forward and forward and forward. May the power of God go with you. May it be in your mouth, and may, as you bring exhortation and encouragement, speak faith to others, May the power of God be released in ways you cannot foresee and have never thought would happen to you. May the love you have be effective for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people. Alan.
Father, we say, let the shamar shepherding anointing rest upon Alan. We call forth now the generational gifts in his DNA to their fullness.
That's right.
We say that which was a seed has sprouted, and that which has sprouted has sprung up and has waved in the wind, and we say now let it bear fruit that is succulent. Lord, we say let the divine appointments for fathering fill Alan's calendar. And Lord, we call in the provision that you have prophesied over him. Lord, we say what you have spoken is good, and your performance of it will be very good. Mm-hmm. Bring it to pass so that the world will rejoice and be glad in you. We seal these words over our brother.
Amen. Lord, and we thank you that even as you told Moses, after you do all these things, you will worship me on this mountain. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you that it's not, that you're letting them know that this is established in heaven, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Let it be so in Jesus' name.